What should have been a routine arraignment today in the case of Zacharias Moussaoui turned into another wild proceeding. Moussaoui, who is the only person charged so far in the September 11th attack, tried to plead guilty, only to have the judge at first refuse his plea and then give him a week to think about it. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg was at the hearing and is now back with us. Nina, let me get this straight. Moussaoui wants to plead guilty, but the judge doesn't want him to.
Well, the judge doesn't want him to because she thinks he doesn't really understand the consequences of what he's doing. His performance today indicates that he thinks he can plead guilty to conspiring against the United States. At the same time, he denies any role in the September 11th attacks.
And as with other events in the Moussaoui case, quite a scene at the courtroom.
It sure was. It began with the judge quietly reading Moussaoui, the superseding indictment obtained by the government earlier this week.
Now, you have to explain the superseding indictment. This is the one that really didn't change the charges against Moussaoui, but it acknowledges some technical legal changes to comply with the recent rulings on the death penalty?
That's right. And so when Judge Leone Brinkema asked Moussaoui the ritual question, how do you plead, he said that in the name of Allah, he was entering a, quote, pure affirmative plea in which he would make a specific statement about his involvement in a known terrorist group. Judge Brinkema tried to interrupt. I think I understand why you're confused, she said. Moussaoui, I'm not confused, thank you. This reflects the reality of what I did, why I came to the United States. The conspiracy in which I was involved began in 1995 and continues until today. I have proof regarding the existence of a group of people who were intending to commit terrorist acts. The judge interrupted again. The criminal procedure rules do not allow this plea. You must enter a plea of guilty or not guilty. So I'm entering a plea of not guilty for you. But Moussaoui wasn't having any of it. He told the judge, I'd like you to stop playing this nonsense game. You don't advise me. And then he went into a tirade about the circumstances of his detention. You've provided me with the most aging computer and no server. It would take me until the trial date just to load the disks I have. This is a farce of justice. I have not been allowed to speak to the grand jury. I've not been allowed to give the American people many informations I have about the ongoing terrorist campaign. All right, the judge interjected. All right," mocked Moussaoui. Then the judge turned to the prosecutors to tell them that they had to sift through tens of thousands of pages of evidence that they have and to give the defense some idea of which material would be used at trial. And suddenly Moussaoui, who was sitting there, raised his hand and he started talking again. I want to address my plea. The judge, I've already entered a plea of not guilty for you. Moussaoui, no, I want to enter a plea of guilty. I want to make my plea in the name of Allah. I want to plead guilty because this will save my life. Even if I plead guilty, I will be able to prove I had nothing to do with September 11th, but I know exactly who done it. I know which group, who participated, when it was decided. I have many information. I, Moussaoui Zacharias, with full knowledge and the intent to save my life, plead guilty. I am a member of Al-Qaeda, and I pledge obedience to Osama bin Laden. Again, the judge tried to interrupt. Mr. Moussaoui, you'll have to stop or I'll have the marshals remove you. Without the marshals were on their feet and they were surrounding Moussaoui. Put your hands down, the judge instructed Moussaoui. And Moussaoui, looking both defiant and intimidated, responded, I don't want them to jump me. The judge then tried to reason with him again. In this system, you cannot plead guilty and then say, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. And somebody else did that. I also want you to understand that it's normal, she said, in a case like this, if you have valuable information, for there to be a plea bargain, but the judge can't be involved in it. Finally, the judge said, if you absolutely want to enter a guilty plea, that's your right, but you have changed your mind before, and I want you to take a week to think about it. I didn't change my mind, Moussaoui spat back. I've been thinking about it for months. I know there is a guilt phase and a penalty phase of a death penalty trial, so now I'm saying for the guilt phase, I'm guilty, but for the death penalty, well, we'll see. Today, the world should know that Moussaoui Zacharias has entered a guilty plea. I want a trial as soon as possible. I don't want you to have time to manipulate the system. I'm guilty. The question is, how much? The judge, though, still wouldn't accept the plea. We'll reconvene next week, she said, to see if the defendant wants to continue with a guilty plea. Responded Moussaoui, bet on me. I will.
Jeez. Nina, you have related many days in court here over the years. None any stranger than this one. Where are the lawyers who were appointed for Moussaoui?
Well, he won't talk to them. He won't have anything to do with them. And outside the courthouse, the scene continued with a group calling themselves the New Black Panthers, saying they wanted to somehow intervene and persuade Moussaoui not to plead guilty. And they have quite a history of being sympathetic to the Taliban and making anti-Semitic remarks. So this is a day from I can't imagine what.
And to be continued next week. Thanks
right
a lot.
Right you are.
NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.